you know, it's about changing, and you know, as we build relationships, you're talking about, especially what you're referring to, what for me was a personal relation, a close one. So that, and that the last took 6 months for me to get relief, and the reason it took 6 months for me to get relief is because I question everybody and everything. And if you question anything long enough, it'll disappear. So the minute you start questioning me sitting up here right now, you can sit here and realize that why don't you just go right to the end and say, screw this guy, I'm out of here. Same thing with your wife, your husband, your job, and everything else. Because if you look at anything that's disappeared in your life, you'll have to see a stage where you started questioning it. And if you question it long enough, it will go away. Everything you question. So why wait? You know, we're alcoholics and drug addicts, and we think we can just chip away at something or someone or some situation by questioning it. And never once consider the repercussions of that questioning, which are, it's going to go away. So if you're going to question something, look at it and go, am I ready to have this disappear right now? And that'll allow you to decide whether you want to keep on questioning it or whether you maybe want to run that by God and take it all the way to the end. We are short-sighted people. That's why step 7 says we humbly ask and remove our shortcomings. That means we don't see the big picture. It means when we're in trouble right now, we think this trouble is so significant and so severe that there's absolutely no way out of it and life is over. Of course, you probably guys don't do dramatic things like that, but, you know, it does happen in the program recovery. And we're dramatic people. When you got a problem, when do you want to fix it?
Now.
Now. And if you can't fix it now, what do?
You're
absolutely right. You bitch, you moan, and if you're miserable, everybody's going to be miserable, you know? And